Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we were up to the two dots of Nitam Rosho. So we're holding in the middle of the sugya of the Hadas, and one of the things that the Mishnah spoke about was if the top of the Hadas was cut off. This, of course, refers to the actual stem of the Hadas. Not a leaf would not necessarily be absorbed. Tani ula barchinanat niktam rosho v'altabo t'mara kasher. If the top was cut off, and then one of those little buds, you know, like that become the fruit, grows over it, so then that would be fine, because then it would no longer be looked at as being chaser, since it goes all the way up to the top. By the way, there are many who hold that even if you have niktam of the stem of hadas, which is completely covered by leaf growth, not necessarily new growth, but that would be kosher. Everybody is masking if it's new growth, which can happen sometimes, and a new growth breaks out over the area that was cut. But that for sure is no longer possible because of niktam. So it doesn't have to be the original, the first time that hadas ever grew that branch. Continued new growth. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, how about if niktam miroshomi erev yom tov, yaltavlo tmara Yom Tov. Here's questions like this. At the beginning of Yom Tov, this was not a kosher hadas, because at that point it was chaser, because it was niktam rosh. But overnight, one of these little berries grows over that place. So now it's kosher. Problem is that it started off Yom Tov not being kosher. That raises the issue of dihui. Remember that we've discussed many times two levels of dihui. One of them called dihui meikara, when something was never kosher for a particular mitzvah. In this case, we can view this as dihui meikara, because even though one would say that at the beginning of its life cycle it wasn't niktam, but at the beginning of Yom Tov, at the time that the mitzvah became nogea, at that point already it was niktam. So therefore, it was never a hadas that was kosher la mitzvah. So it was nitcha mikaro. At the point when it now becomes kosher, and this is the lowest level of dihui, the highest level of dihui, something that was usable for a mitzvah, was nireh, and then it was nitcha. So where something simply never arrived at the moment of its kashrus, the dihui mikara, that's a low level of dihui, and possibly that's our question now, although we'll see that he includes both issues in the question. Do we say yesh dihui it's a mitzvot or lo? Is there an issue of dihui? What'd you find?
Something well, show and tell. Look at that.
Show and tell of?
Check his case.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen one.
Oh, yeah. This is the ultimate. It's probably not.
Yeah,
it looks like a parrot. I mean, this
somebody
is...
Some said the Rosh says
he used the Bedaf to take a cup of Rosh. But there are those who hold that this is Kofa. Mm-hmm. In other words, some say Kofa has to be that the actual Shidra bends over. But just the leaf being bent over is not considered to be Kofuf. But, and in fact, the Rosh writes that I generally look for a lulav like this, although he doesn't say like this. He said that is kof of the alim arkufim. However, this may be already begetter kof of ma'od. But people are knowing to use this. So this is the reason that he was knowing to do this is because there's much less of a chance that something gets broken off or that it gets dried, because since it's bent over, you're pissing around. It's a beautiful example of a kofuf. You can't shake it. It won't shake.
Oh.
that's not a problem.
So let's give it with
this year.
But it's not better.
I don't think so. You know, we'd have to take a look at two together, but I think mine was less desperate. Okay, so again, it's unfortunately we don't have the camera set up for Joburg, so I can't really show you this, but we will. Microsoft is issuing a new type of that obviously we could do, but we don't even need a digital camera. We've got one right here. Yeah, pass it over here. Let me get a shot. Sorry? This only the leaf. Yeah. Okay. We have to... This counts as one. Okay. Continues now the signal. So do we say yesh dichui etz mitzvot or lo? Is there such a thing as dichui or not? V'tifshet le'mi hadetzna. We know, of course, there's dichui for karbanot and so on, but is there dichui for a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, well, we have a classic case of dichui here in the Mishnah. Kisohu v'nitgale, patur milechasot. Suppose someone was covered up the dam of a bird that was nishkat, and he was in the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Now comes along the wind and blows off the dirt that he had used to cover the blood. Patur milechasot, it does not have to be mechas. Kisohu haruach, but if the blood had been covered by the wind that blew sand over it, then he would still have to be and be mechas of the dam himself. V'yomar Rabba Bar Bar Chan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This does not mean he'd have to cover it up himself, even while it was covered with the sand that had been blown on. Lo shana l'shechazar v'nidgala. Only if, in the course of time, the sand now gets blown away, leaving the blood uncovered. Avalocha zarvanit gala. If, however, the blood was never uncovered again, potur milechasot. Now we've got a problem. Because if initially, while it was covered, there was no chiyuv of kisui, so now it was nitcha. Comes along the wind and blows it away. So now it was once again near it. It's exactly our case. You had a lulav that wasn't kosher, and here all of a sudden it becomes kosher because naturally something grew on it. That's the shaila. Do we say that because it was nitcha? Here, of course, it's even worse, because it's nearer than nitcha, but we don't make that distinction yet. Later on, the Gemara will make a distinction. So we asked over there, Vavinamba, ki chazav nitgala, amai chayav lechasot. Why did Rabba Bar Bar Chana quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying that he would be chayev if the sand blows off, but not if the sand is there? Don't we say hoil the itri itri? Since it wasn't possible to be mekayim this mitzvah earlier, so it remains now nitre. The Yomer of Papa, Rav Papa concluded from that sugya. Zot omeret ein dichui etzah mitzvah. There you go. So now there's our right. There's no problem of dichui, which means in this case, even though I couldn't use that adas initially, I can now use it. No, yes, I was well aware of that. But what I was asking about Yesh Dichui Etzah Mitzvot was whether Rav Papa was sure about that or whether it's just the Chumrah. In other words, here we're going to be Sevechana Lekula, right? We're going to say that since the Tzemara grew, I can now use the Adas. There we're only saying, look, maybe Ein Dichui Etzah Mitzvot, so go ahead and recover the Dam. But how do I know that I would be Sevechana Lekula, the definitely Ein Dichui Etzah Mitzvot? So therefore, that's exactly what he was asking when he asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yesh Dichui or not. Mif Papa Gufa Mi Boiler. That's exactly what he's asking. Nifshit Pashit Leidein Dichui Etzah Mitzvot. Loshna Lekula Veloshna Lechumna. Can we indeed be Medayek from here that there's definitely no Dichui Etzah Mitzvot, even the Kula, and rely on this Hadas? Maybe we were just saying lechumra, okay? Lechumra, it's kedai to recover the dam, to cover the dam. But lekula, lo amrina. And in fact, teku, we don't have a clear raya to the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah raised. Shall we say that it's actually a machloket tanaim? Lemek tanaim. Because what we said in the Mishnah was that if you've got too many of those little fruit-like growths on the hadas, you can go right ahead and you can take them off, right? And that would be okay. So now, the question is, how about, we find the machlokas, let me get on that. Ovar v'loktan pasu, divi rabbi alhazib rabbi tzadok, v'chachamim makshirim. It says you're not allowed to take off the inven hadas on Yom Tov. En mematim v'yom Tov. Why? Because it looks like mitakein maneh. How about if you went ahead and you did? So there we have a machlokas. Now, what would that machlokas be dependent on exactly? Why would one say that it's not kosher just because you went ahead and you were over Valita? Apparently, Savrua, what we assumed, and there's a number of factors that we need to take into consideration on this issue. First of all, we assume that Kulei Amal Lulav Ein Tzarich Agad. Now, what do I care if the Lulav Tzarich Agad? Because if the Lulav needs Agad, then you have a problem of Tasev Alom and Asi. If I already have this, I made a Pasul Lulav with the Igud. Now, naturally, a berry grows up overnight and covers it up. Now suddenly I get a kosher lulav that I never made. Because if you hold you need agad, then the agida of the lulav is the act of making the lulav, putting the various minim together. But, this is another element we need to take into consideration. Who said that there's a din of taseh by a lulav? Even if it needs agad, that there would be a psul of taseh v'lominolos. We'd have to learn out from sukkah. So that's another element we need to take into consideration. So let's assume for a moment that everybody holds lulav ein tzarich agad, or If they hold lulav, does tzarech hagat? Everybody agrees lo yafin on lulav misuka. So we can get rid of the issue of tasev alom and osri one way or the other. So then we're left with only one possibility, I guess. Sukkah, it says tasev alom and osri. All right. So my lav bavgam ivri. What else is left? The man diomro says it's possible. Hold. Since at the onset of the yom tov, it wasn't a kosher hadas. The yesh divrei etzel mitzvot. Uman de marsh, masheinkin, the chachomim will say it's okay to use this hadas. Sova alon min an yesh divrei etzel mitzvot. Who cares if the hadas was possible before it's kosher now? Obviously, the way out of this is to say that's one of the other factors that was the determining issue in the machloket. And of course, that's what the Gemara will now do. Says the Gemara, not necessarily true. Maybe everybody holds that there are no such thing as the yesh divrei etzel mitzvot. The question over here may be, assuming that lulav tzarich hagad, whether we learn out lulav misuka. Mar sava yafin on lulav misuka. Mar sava lo yafin on lulav misuka. Or, you know what? Ibai semi srilam that lulav tzarech agat kuleyama yafin on lulav misuka. If you would need agat, and that's an act. If there's an act, we'd learn it out from sukkah. The machloket over here is there an act? Or is a sukkah just, it's a lulav just a question of the existence of the minim without necessarily connecting them? That's the machloket of whether lulav tzarech agat or not. Does a lulav have to be put into a bunch of the three minims? And that is, we know that such a machloket exists. There's no reason for us to go ahead and create new machlokas. So that's peplukta da'anitanoi. That would be the machloket that is well known, the Tanya. Lulav bein agud, bein she'eno agud kasher. So according to the Tanakama, a lulav is perfectly all right whether or not the three minim, the hadasim and the lulav and the aravas, are all connected together, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, agud kasher, she'eno agud pasul. The lulav has to actually be three minim joined. If you hold that the three minim need to be joined, then you would have a problem of tasev alom and osri, not of dichrei etzel mitzvah. Yes, but the asiya of the mitzvah is the agat. You say to Yeshua the sukkah. Kiyum of the sukkah is sitting in the sukkah and eating or sleeping, whatever you're doing. Nonetheless, the sukkah has to be made as the object of the mitzvah. Right? So over here, the object was wrongly constructed because it became an object by default. Something grew over it. Where does Rebbe Yehuda get the idea from, by the way? I mean, it seems coming, it's just like he pulled it out of a hat. Why would we say that lulav requires agat? The Torah mentions these things separately. Akachem lecham b'yom rishon. I mean, so where does it say anything about putting them all together? Ah, he says, because the word lekicha can be learned out from the Agudat Ezot. It says, ulkachtem lachem b'yom rishon, uchtiv hatan, ulkachtem Agudat Ezot. So then if that, what's that? We had this before. No, it doesn't say that. By the Paradum, it doesn't use the word Agudah. Only place it used the word Agudah is in Mitzrayim, sprinkling of the blood on the doorposts, says Agudat Izov. So, Mala Alan Agudah, Afkan Agudah. You have to use a Agudah. Agudah is a minimum of three things we saw before. Three things connected together. No, the lashon of lekicha. Rabbanan do not have a kabbalah of lekicha of learning that out. It is gezerat shava. Now, there's something curious because there's an anomaly here in this brayta. The following brayta says, "Man tama ora to Rabbanan mitzvah lulav mitzvah lo ogdo ve'im lo ogdo kasher." It's a mitzvah to put that lulav into an agad, but if you're not, it's okay. Now that doesn't add up according to anybody. I mean, mani. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki lo agdo, how can you say it's kasher? According to him, the definition of a lulav is that it's agud, and otherwise you can't be lokeach. So why would it be kosher? And according to Rabbanan, why is it a mitzvah agdo? If they don't hold of the comparison of a lokachten, and why would they say there's not necessary to have aguda at all? Rabbanan, my mitzvah kavit, says the Gemara, liolam Rabbanan, and the mitzvah is not a mitzvah in lulav per se. It's a mitzvah nishum zekeli ve'anveyu, being as it creates a more beautiful kli of the mitzvah. So the instrument of the mitzvah is better looking. Therefore, it's a mitzvah. This, of course, is Tosis's raya against Rashi at the beginning of the parak, who says that lulav ayovesh is possible because of that keli v'anveu. We see from here that Zekeli Vanveil is clearly only a lechatchila. It doesn't define the nature of the lulav. So why would the Mishnah say that Yavesh is possible? The only possible reason that it would say Yavesh is possible is because of the hekesh to the etrog. Okay, we discussed that maybe that's Rashi's understanding of why we apply the psul of Hadar to more than the first day. Since on all days there's a din of Zekeli Vanveil, it makes sense that when the Rabbanim made the Zecher LaMikdash, that they would maintain the din of Yavesh, which is an issue of Hidur, since there's always a din of hidur. Not the din of hidur that defines the min. But once I know that there's a mitzvah to do that, why should I leave out hidur in terms of yiveshut from the criteria of a lulav for the other days? So therefore, I maintain that criteria. But in any event, this was the Gemara that Tosfos was referring to. It says beferish of Yezekei Levanveu applies, but it says beferish that it applies only lechatfila, not bidayavad. In which case, why does the Mishnah say psula? Continues the Mishnah. Oshahayu anavav merubi. You had more berry than you had leaf. Omra chista. The following thing. Davar ze Rabbeinu Agadol Amru. Our great Rav, this is a reference to Rav, actually, said, v'amakom yeh be'ezro, may God be with him. Lo shanu ela b'makom echad. This is only if you have a concentration of berries in one location. So then they make a very great impact. And that ruins the hadas. But if they're scattered about the hadas between the leaves, then it's not a problem even if the numbers of berries are greater than the leaves. So if it's b'shnayim o shloshah mekomot is kasher. Omar le Rava, so Rava said to Reb Chista, I am afraid that Hamakom will not be Bezro in this particular. I think he's wrong. Shnayim v'shloshah mekomot is worse in a way because it's minumar. That makes it spotted. Now you only have one area. We see the same svara later on by the Etrog, where you have different chazazit at different locations. It becomes worse when it's menumar. There's actually a girsa that says adraba, which means it's even worse. However, Tosis points out that there's problems, not the song adraba. There's a different adraba. Shush. So that, yeah, adraba would mean that it's worse if it's sergei ben tzachur. It's worse if it's menumar. But the problem over here is that then we could easily have given another explanation that we don't use. Ella, we should have said something else. We should have gone the other way, and we don't. Ella I itmar hachi itmar. Oshaya anavav murubin mi'alav. That what we say there is that it's possible in the Mishnah, and what Rav Chista quoted Rav is saying is as follows. Om Rav Chista davar ze Rabbeinu Agadol Amro v'amakom yeh be'ezro, this time it should work. Loshna ela anavav shechorot. That's only if the berries stand out as a different color. So they're black, and the leaves are green. Aval anavav yirukot. If, however, the berries are green, so then it just sort of blends into the adas. Mine da adas ninu. And you don't even have to be mamayat to be makshad adas. It's kosher even without mute. Omer of Papa, adumot. Right, he didn't discuss clusters, which is Tosfos right away on the adara. Because if we said adara, but then we could have reversed it, right? Omer of Papa, adumot kishchorot damin. We know that if they would be reddish color, then we view that as being black. The Omer of Ichanina, hay dam shachor adomu, ela shalaka. We have that long-standing psak that even though blood has to be red-colored in order to be matame in cases of nidot, that if it's black, it's considered to be blood that has been oxidized, and it's actually red. So we see that red is now on its way to black anyway. So the red-black interrelationship would apply to the color of the hadas as well. Because otherwise the color wouldn't be considered to be a dam that's possible. Yeah. We see that. What I'm saying is you see it's a din in color. It's an actual din in color that we don't view that as a shinui of the mara of the dam. Because if we view it as a shinui of the mara of the dam, then what's the difference? Why? I don't need to know the chemical reason why it's the wrong color to be matami. It would still be not dam adam. So we see that we view adam Shachor as just being the deepest possible Adom, so to speak. As we view the Adom in it as still being expressed. You came just in time to save my voice, not for the daf. But it's okay. He's still living basically in South Africa, so he'll get the daf another day. 49 years. It's like yesterday. He's talking about Middleborough like he was there by the church the other morning. Okay. You pass through Middleborough on the way to Billingsburg, right? To Kruger, yeah. I know I was passed through there. But I didn't see that das in there. The Amar Rebbe Chanina. Okay. Im miatan kasher. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah says is that if you took the berries off, it's kosher. Let's get back to that dihui issue over here, because now you're tantalizing me. When exactly did you take these berries off? The miatan ema. Okay. Did you take the berries off stuff before you even made the lulav, before you did the, assuming that the lulav requires agar. So now you took the berries off. I don't understand. What's the issue? I mean, why in the world would it be possible that the Mishnah should even have to discuss it? I mean, there's no tassav aluminosu issue, right? Because I didn't even make my agad yet. There's no dichui mikora, because, I mean, we certainly don't look at every hadas in the world as being a lulav hadas. What makes it a lulav hadas is the fact that somebody now sets it up as a lulav. Then you can discuss whether it's nitcha or not. But until that time, it's just a bush. Nothing to do with hadas. So, explain to me at what point the Mishnah needs to tell us that if the hadas is now a perfectly kosher hadas, then it's a perfectly kosher hadas. What else is news? So, I mean, it's pita. Ela labata de la agde. It's got to be that you had already done the igud. So then apparently what the Tana is saying, if he's saying it's kosher, is that there's no problem of tasev lominasui, right? Because at the time that you did the dichui, what would this be like? This would be like you made a sukkah with a grapevine and then you cut the grapevine. I'm saying so over there also. So there you could say that's the act of asiyah, because you're making the but you certainly can't say that's the act of igud, right? We don't say any act at all is considered to be a re-igud. Fine. So it basically boils down to a tassav aluminosui. It's cutting your tzitzit after having put them all together and then cut the strings down to them. That's the same case as we had before. But wait a minute. Maybe there's no tassav aluminosui issue, but how about the dichui issue? Because when you put it into the agad, you've now created a lulav. Now you're going ahead and you're saying, it wasn't a kosher lulav, but it is now. Wait. I thought if there's a din of dichui, it wasn't a kosher lulav, but it is now. Is a no. Must be tivshot minai that dichui mi kara lo havi dichui. So apparently there's no problem dichui. Gotcha. Finally, you told us we have no proof. Teku Rabbi Yirmiyahu as a buyer. Here the Mishnah tells you exactly what the din is. How else can you understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Not necessarily. Even if it's talking about after Igud, then the Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? The fact that there's no problem of Tasev Elamana Asli. You're assuming that the act of Igud is ipso facto, this is a Hadash Shel Mitzvah. When? A month before? Day before? Maybe agad kasavar agad hazmana bi'almahu. You're just preparing it as a mitzvah. It certainly can't be included under the rubric mitzvah until the mitzvah is actually chal. The Mishnah isn't talking about yontav. The Mishnah is just saying that if after you did the igud, a week before Sukkot, you would go ahead and you would take it off, it would be kosher. So what are you going to say? That's poshet? It may be poshet in terms of dichui. It's not poshet in terms of tasev elamanasai. So I need to be told that there's no problem. Which is why we were left with a taker earlier, because we can't prove that that was the issue that the Tana was addressing. This is it. This is two. Right. Yes, but the question of Hazmana Milsa may not be Nogay over here. Hazmana Milsa that you're referring to is a question in terms of somebody determines that this location shall be used as a bathroom. That's in terms of Inyonim of Roy for Kedusha, but not necessarily of the Chalois shame of a mitzvah on a thing. May not be the same Hazmana Milsa. Okay, I'm still hung up on this thing. I'm telling you, I don't like tekus, says the Gemara. So I'm still hung up. Let's take a look at the next piece. You're not supposed to take it off on Yom Tov. Very good. You're not supposed to take it off on Yom Tov. Okay. But if you did take it off, so what are you saying? That it's kosher. I mean, the Lashon Ein Mematin means it's the wrong thing to do. So I was a bad boy. Now I have a kosher lulav. Now, explain to me, at what point did this hadas turn black, the berries? Now I have to pick the berries off. At what point were the berries black? Were the berries black from the day before Yontav, so when I went ahead now and made my lulav, huh? Or now Yontav is chal, but I made lulav. I mean, forget about it, even if I don't need making it. Yontav is chal, it's a dichui meikara, you now have a black buried hadas. It now needs pulling berries off. Okay, so it's not a kosher hadas. I go ahead and I pull the berries off, it's now a kosher hadas, despite the fact that it's yontif. There's no other yontif that comes out around Sukkot, so it's got to be referring to Sukkot. It says if it was yontif and I was maiden on yontif, thank you. So that means that the night before it wasn't kosher. Now what are you going to tell me? That it's just a hadas? It's already yontif. Okay, so now have we successfully proven that it's dichui meikara, and nonetheless, if I take it off, I was a bad boy, but I took it off and now it's kosher, so dichui meikara is not a problem. There you go. Or what do you want to say? That maybe it turned black. I had a perfectly kosher hadas, beautiful green berries, mina da hadas. I wake up in the morning, and all my berries have turned to blood. So now I got to pick off the berries. I was a bad boy. I picked off the berries. So now I have a kosher hadas. That's even worse, because then that's nearer than itcha. When Yontav was chal, my hadas was all green berry. And now it went ahead and became blackberry. These are all last names, by the way. Right? So what happens now? I can be machsher it, even though first it was kosher, then it was nitcha, now it becomes kosher. So now I go all the way on proving Rabbi Yirmiyah's abaya. No problem, dikhu hetzel mitzvahs, period. Ha, give me teikus. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam,
yeah, ben baruch. Amen.
So let's see that insight. The implications of the Mishnah is that if you went ahead and you took it off, the blackberry, you would be okay. So when did the berries turn black? Erev Yontav, they were black. So that means that as Yontav happened, it was dochuis, that's dichui mikara. So then we could certainly prove from here, tifshat mina dichui mikara, de lo havi dichui, that that's not a problem. If you want to tell me that they were actually turned black overnight, they were ashkar on Yontav, it's even better. Ah, nira vinitcha. Then we'd be able to prove a shmamina, even nira vinitcha could be chozer v'nireh, could come right on back online as a kosher mitzvah. Says, okay, I surrender, but only halfway. I mean, why should I surrender the whole way? Liolam di ashrami korah. So fine, I'll take the easier case then. If I have to swallow a blackberry, it should at least be not so bitter. So it will talk about, I'll accept the fact that you could prove the easiest case. I have no way out of that. But you can't prove to me that we're talking about a case where the berry turned black overnight, which would prove an even greater question that Rabbi Yirmiyah had, which is whether Nira Venitcha would be Chozer V'Nira. That you can't prove to me from here, because I could always insist that it's talking about that the berries had been black before the onset of Yontav, in which case it was a classic case of Eino Nira over here. It was not Nira, it was just Dichui Meikara. Dichui Meikara would be a common case, if you recall, where we tried to prove that every behema is a Mechusar Zman. If I'm Magda, or a Bechor, it's a Mechusar Zman. How could it ever be kosher? Always when a Bechor is born, it's always, I mean, at least statistically, it's statistically proven that it isn't 8 days old when it's born, and therefore you can't bring it as a carpet. So now at the time it becomes 8 day, we should say it was nitcha, and now it's nira.
Is the good done before Yontav?
But we don't accept that proof. But that's
the Gemara
that,
it's the Gemara mind.
It's the Gemara that mentions it, right? You have 364 unbirthday. That's proven statistically, too.
Does the good have to done before Yontav?
So very, very, merry unbirthday to you, dear President.
Does the good have to done before Yontav?
Yes, it has to be done before Yontav, because then it would be a tikkun. Yeah, we'll see that we're about to get to the signal. So nira v'nitcha chozer v'nira lo tifshot. Tana rabbanan ein ma'atin b'yom tov mishum reba lozeb rabbi shimon amrumi ma'atin. Here, there's a shita that says, not like the Mishnah, that you are allowed to pick off the berries on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, how is that possible? Isn't this a classic case of that Rabbanan extension of this din of Tikkun Mana? You're making it kosher, so that's basically fixing. I mean, how do you get around that? Rav Ashi is very simple. He likes eating blackberries. Fresh picked. So Kagon Shalakdan Nachilai went ahead and he ate them. Why can't I understand? Did you ever pick grapes off of a cluster on Shabbos and Yontav? All the time. So that's what I did. I picked my blackberries off of the cluster. So that would be fine. And, of course, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, was born into a perfect family to be matir just that. Because it happens to be that his father, Rabbi Shimon, holds Dover She'eno Mitkaven Mutar. It's not considered to be a meaningful act. That was what he had against the Romans. What did the Romans ever do for us? It's the same das of Rabbi Shimon. It was an Eino Mitkaven, therefore it's meaningless. They didn't do it for us. Shabbos. Af Lamed Gimel, obviously, it's about Lag BaOmer, isn't it? Where else would you expect Friday? So Dover Shein Miskavim then would be Mutar. Says the Gemara. But wait. Abaye Varava both say that Rabbi Shimon is Moda if it's a psik ratio. V'lo Yamut, classic case of a psik ratio, is literally a psik ratio. A little child wants a puppet. The nicest puppet you can come up, looks very natural. You cut off the head of the chicken, you see. And you let him use that, it becomes now a talking chicken. This was the pre-Disney days. So then he said, wait, you know, I'll have to kill a chicken on Shabbos. Kill a chicken? I'm not killing a chicken. I'm just taking off its head. It's perfectly okay if the chicken lives, as far as I'm concerned. You see, it's a psik ratio, cut off its head, v'lo yamut, let it not die. Did I say it should die? So that would be an eino mitkaven. I didn't mean for it to die. So over there, Abaye v'Rava say, because since, once again, it's statistically proven that removing heads from chickens seems to generally result in their death, so there has been some correlation, although I'm told that the tobacco companies absolutely deny it, but there has been, there has been some correlation. So, Memela, this should be the same case. There's no way to avoid fixing my lulav while I eat the blackberries. So why isn't that a psik resha fixing the lulav? I shouldn't be allowed to eat my blackberries. Ah, it's talking about he has another lulav. In which case? Who says that there's any relationship to being makshar lulav? Lulav? Where lulav? What lulav? Who lulav? My lulav is in the dining room. What's this thing? It's just a pile of plants. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm eating. What I'm eating my berries from.
Unless the monoscore festival becomes okay. Mm-hmm. Not eating any kosher, eating berries.
Exactly. So there's no problem. It's a psik resha is only that I'm definitely being makshar a lulav. Who's to say this is a lulav? I got another lulav in the other room. I use that lulav.
It has to be his. But can he use this one? Can he use this one?
Then, if he decides he wants to use this one, use this one too. Why not? There's nothing not kosher about it. The only question was whether I'm allowed to eat my blackberries. No, there's no other. I'm not doing anything wrong at all. Anyway, the mitzvah of Bava has nothing to do with the chayfetz. Is that two or one?
One.
Tana Rabbanan. Hutar ogdo v'yom tov, ogda ka'aguda shel yerek. How about if the whatever you had fell off on Yom Tov that was holding the aguda together, which you had prepared from Erev Yom Tov? So what you can do is, you can't tie things on Yom Tov, but you can put it back together the way you would put a aguda shel yerek. Aguda shel yerek, this of course is the mocker for our show and tell here. None, not agudot, you see. So it's the ring. All you got to do is you stick in one thing in the other end, and you pull it tight.
What's wrong with the knot?
You're not allowed to make knots on Yom Tov. Pull it tight, and you got yourself an aguda without having made... Now this, no! Looking for easy way out? No, this is complicated. Why use an easy way out to make a loop? Which is the Gemara's next question. Wait a minute. This is a Rube Goldberg solution to a simple problem. Do you never tie your shoelaces?
But that's not
a... Next thing you know, they're going to start selling kashalach for shoes.
That's not
the equivalent of Agudat Shayarik, is that you take it and just wrap it around. You're not old enough to remember that.
Are you allowed to
twist it around? Yes. The question is, what happens when it's made out of those little twists that we use for the bags, the twist ties? There are those who hold that those are considered to be real kibbutz.
How about the new plastic ones that we use? That we use for...
Sorry, but you're up to three already. Sorry. Doesn't care. Yesh dichle yetzel interruptions. Ask the Gemara why the Rube Goldberg solution over here. Leon Vemianov, why can't you just make a little loop? That's a simple solution. No. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, remember his sheet that was, he had the whole problem about the bucket that became detached on Shabbos. He holds it aniva, a loop is a simple variant of not, and therefore it's not to be done on Shabbos. So it's kshirim al yata. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda? Well, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then this wouldn't even be a good agat. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not just a question of how it looks. It has to be really tied together, and he holds then that it would be tied together with a real knot. Well, the Tana agrees with Rabbi Yehuda part way, you see, but not all the way. So this Tana holds like him that aniva is not a kosher, it's not a solution because it's a real knot. But he doesn't agree with him about the dinim of lulav. So he holds a lulav really does not require a kosher agad. If you held it reads a kosher agad, it would need a real kesher, and therefore would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to do that on Yom Tov. So the mitzvah la'ogdo, Rashi is bedayek from here, even according to the Rabbanan, the mitzvah la'ogdo, if you can, means it should be a real agad too. The more it's like Rabbi Yehuda's agad, the more zekei livan you would have. And now comes the exciting moment of today, a moment that Saba Josh has been practicing for many a year, since his second bar mitzvah. Go ahead. Beautiful. Wonderful. It's as good as the first time. By the way, you'll notice that all of these Mishnayot sound exactly the same. But they're really not, because each and every one of them has something that the others don't have that is unique to the particular species that we're talking about. I mean, the only berry issue that we had was the berry on the Hadas. We couldn't have talked about a lulav with a berry, or the Arava. But the Arava, we'll see, also has something special. The Arava Gizulav Yevesha, okay, that follows the same format. Shela Sheirava Shelir Nidach, it's also the same format. Posel, because Iktute Michtat Shiure, Niktam Rosha, same idea. Nifritzu Alea, oh, here we get to the new thing. Hatzafzifa. Now the tzafzifa is a certain type of arava, where the leaf is not elongated in the same way that the correct arava is, and therefore it's not kosher. There's a non-interrupting waving of a book going on to my right, which you may not have noticed because it's non-interrupting since it was already at the count of two, but we could look at the picture if the non-interrupting waving would pass the picture over. Oh boy, this is a super tzaftzifa. I don't know. This is for you guys in Joburg, Kufov. It's the same book. This is an undeniable tzaftzifa, but it's not a good example because according to this, you could use just about anything for an arava. So. I mean, you can have circles if you want.
This counts as one from him.
Yeah, it's also that's the same what we call a tzavtzifa today. Mm-hmm. But lahalacha, even leaves that are a lot less rounded than that have also dinim of tzavtzifa. Kumusha, so far we've had three mishnayot with unique issues, right? What's the unique issue on the lulav? Okay, the unique issue on the Hadas, or the Inav. Unique issue of the Arava is the Tzavtzifa. So, Kemusha, Shinashrum Miktzat Aleha. Here's another interesting case. Shel Baal. Shel Baal Ksheira. Now, Baal means a non-irrigated, drinking to the rain field. The reason that we need to address that is because the Torah says Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal means something that grows on a nachal, which is filled with water, which would imply that only an arava that actually grows along, which is the classic place, of course, to find types of aravot, that's where they grow, but they certainly don't need to grow. So here the mission needs to tell us, we'll see, we need to learn out of the pasuk, that a sedei baal is kosher. So Rashi relates the idea of baal in terms of a soda to the concept of husbandry, so that what it means is something that is settled. So he even brings the pasuk ki yival bachur betula, which is the yivaluch elokai, which is a very sexual reference to Eretz Yisrael, it sounds sexual anyway. The Targum over there uses the same word ki yityatfun, which is to settle into, so that baal ultimately settles into a relationship, finds a home, so to speak. So here too, the idea of the sada is happy with what it's getting. So this becomes its natural state in which it accepts the rain from the skies, and it's able to grow like that without any further needs. It's an interesting use of the word. Tana Rabban, Arve Nachal means Hagdelim al Nachal. That means the type of tree that generally grows on the Nachal, and, says Rashi, it indeed means it's a mitzvah lechatchila to take aravot that are growing on the water. Davar acher, arve nachal, it means that the Allah shela is mashuch kenachal. It's a metaphor. The type of tree whose leaf seems to flow, meaning it's a very elongated leaf, so that it looks like a stream. Tanya Idach, another brayta says, arve nachal. Gosh, that seems to be saying, Eimli ela arve nachal. That would be terrible, because then how could we ever buy our rovis? I mean, you never believe anybody that came from the Nachal, right? We need to have a new heksher. We'd be paying four times as much at least, just for the stamp that says these are true Arve Nachal. Yeah, so how do we know Shel Baal, the Shel Harim? How about an Arava that grows in a field somewhere, that grows on a mountaintop? I mean, that's not by any stretch of the imagination, Arve Nachal. Oh! Talmud Lomar Arvei Nachal. Arvei refers to more than one. So in other words, it's adding Mikol Makom.
what they got on the Nahal are very short-lived. They dry up very, very quickly.
Because they need the water desperately.
The ones that grow in the mountains, like in the Moza and that.
They can last forever. We should when we get to that daf, but it'll be after Sukkot. I think we
can. Nice, I bought from.
Although you never know. We're in Lamed Dalet, we'll have another. No, that's he's not talking about that. Okay, gentlemen, we did. Okay, review. Niktam Rosha. Tony Ulabachin and Niktam Rosha about the Botamarak Shakasher. Boy, Rabbi Yermia Niktam Rosha, may Rabbi Yamta Vialta Botamara beyond to Mal. Yesh di Huetz of Mitzvot Olo. Tipshet lay me out at Han Kiso, Vinit Gala Patumil Kasot Kiso Ruachayad the Kasot. Vioma Rabba Barbacon and Yoko Shano Shakosa Vinit Gala. Avalo Kaza Vinit Gala Patumil Kasot. So if that's the case, Avina Baki Kosa Vinit Gala, Amarchayad the Kasot. Hovi Tri, Vomer of Papa. Aha! Zotomeret in Tichui Etzel Mitzvot. Yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah is well aware of this. But Rav Papa Gufa Miboyle, Mivshet Pashit Leidein Tichui Etzel Mitzvot, Loshna Lakula Veloshna Lachumra, and you could rely on it even here, Lakula, to make that as kosher. Odiom Esfuki Mesafkele. So Lachumra to require you to recover the Dam Amrina. But Lakula to be Machshad Adas Lo Amrina. Take it. Lemi Ketanoi. Ovar v'liktam pasul d'mirbalez b'ribitzadok v'chachomim machshirin. Now, our initial assumptions were that kulayama lulavein tzurchagad. And even if you would all tzurchagad, anyway there would be no problem of tasev elaman osoy because lo yafin lulav misukah, which is the only place where it says tasev, which is lo ben osoy. So my labo kamiflagay. Man the posa sover amrinan yesh tichoy etzo mitzvot, uman the machshir sover lo amrinan yesh tichoy etzo mitzvot. Lo, kule yamra lo amin yesh tichui etza mitzvot. Only question over here is whether lulav melef lulav misukah. Mar sarva yalfina lulav misukah. Mar sarva lo yalfina lulav misukah. Or, you know what? If in fact lulav tzarech agan, maybe everybody would agree yalfina lulav misukah. The question is whether lulav tzarech agan. And, let's look to Dani Tanoi, the Tanya lulav ben agud ben shen agud kasher. Rabbi Yudah omer agud kasher. Sheino agud pasul. Where does he get it from? Yolot v'kicha v'kicha mi'agadat izot. K'tiv ha'atam u'lekachtem lechem b'yom ha'rishon. U'k'tiv ha'atam lekachtem agudat izot. Ma'al ha'alan agudat v'kan agudat. V'rabonan letlu v'kicha v'kicha. But mantan ha'adat on rabon a little mitzvah lo'agdo v'im lo'agdo kosher. Money. Ireb yudah ki lo'agdo. Why would it be kosher? If it's rabonan, what possible mitzvah is involved? No, it could be the rabonan. The mitzvah would be in terms of Zekeh Levi Anbeyu. Usha Yana Vav Merubin, Omrev Chiste Dobar Zeh, Rabbeinu Agadal Omro V'amakom Yeh Be'ezro. Lo Shana Ela B'makom Echad, Avu B'Shnayim O Shoshah Mekamot, Kasher Amar Lei Rava. No, Shnayim Shoshah Mekamot would be Minumar, would also be possible. Ela Yitmar Och Yitmar. Usha Yu Anavav Merubin Me'alaf Pasul, Omrev Chiste, Dover Zer Rabbeinu Agadol, Omrev Amakom Yeh Be'ezro, Loshna Elanavav Shechorot, Avalanavav Yerukot, that's Midi De'adas, and it's kosher. Omrev Papa, Adumot Kishchorot Danyan. The Omrev Chanina, Hai Dam Shachor, Adomu, Ela Shalaka. Imiatan Kasher, Udemaitino Emat, Ilay Mubikami Dila Agdem, and obviously it's kosher. Ela labata do agdeim, isn't it tichu mikor? Tivshot minei that tichu mikor lo avi tichu. Liolam bata de agde, because sabar agad azmana biyamo laf klumun. Ein mamati biyom tov. However, liktan mai, the implications are kosher. So when exactly was it ashkar? Ilay mede ashkar me etmol tichu mikoro. So that proves that tichu mikor is not tichu. El alive, you're going to try to tell me it was ashkar on yom tov itself overnight? That's even worse. Nira v'nitro. Then you'd have to admit that Shema mina nira v'nitro because of a nira. Lo. Liyolam de'ashra mi'kora. Dichoy mi'kora de lo avi dichoy I have to accept. Tivshot mina. But don't try to prove to be nira v'nitro because of a nira. I mean, you can't prove the case was it was overnight ashkara. Tan Rabbanan. Ein mematin b'yomotov mishum rebeloza rebi shimon amru mematin. How could he say that? Isn't it tikkun mana beyomtov? Omer Rav Ashi, he was just interested in eating it. And Rebbe Lezer Rav Shimon holds like Rav Shimon. But I thought Abaye v'Rabbi Damer Tavayu made a Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishe v'lo yamut. Ach v'may haskin and the itle yoshana achrite. Ton Rabbona, hutar ogdol b'yom tov. Ogdol k'agudash o'yerek. V'may. Why not just go straight for aniva? Amani Rabbi Yudi. Yomar aniva k'shira ma'al. So then, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So then, what kind of agad is this? Agad mal yatavai. Haitan is sever la kavati bechada, upoligale bechada. So it's kosher really without an agad mal yata. Aravag zulav yeveshap psula shalasharav shalirani dachap psula. Niktam roshane fritzua lea tzavtsefa psula. Kumusha vishen ashrumik tzatalea. Vishel baal kshira. Ton rabbanan arve nachal agdeidam ala nachal. Dobrachar arve nachal shal ale shala. Dome mashuch kanachal. Tani idach arvei nachal. Eim liyal arvei nachal. Shel baal v'shel arimi nai. Tami lomar arvei nachal. Mikol makom.